Yeah, hello?
Hey, I'm trying to reach Keith.
Yeah, who this?
Hey, my name's Greg, man. Greg, you drive a school bus, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you pick up on Street?
Hold on, man. Who is this again? Do I know you?
My name's Greg, man. Greg. I think my son rode your bus last year. I live at you pick up on right?
I think that was on my ride last year.
Okay. Well, listen, the reason why I was calling, man, is I wanted to talk to you because you're the driver and ask you about this year, man, when you pick up, because I know school starts tomorrow. This year when you pick up, I want to make sure that you pick up my son out there in the driveway, and opposed to him walking out, going all the way down there to the edge of the street to get picked up at the normal bus stop. You know, I'd rather you pick him up in the driveway, man, because if not, then I got to get out of bed, go all the way down there with him every morning and make sure, you know, wait for the bus to come and all that. I'd rather you just pick him up in my driveway. So I wanted to call and talk to you personally about, you know, making my driveway a bus stop before you get way down there to the other end of the street.
Hold on, man. Now, how do you have to get my number now, man?
Well, actually, I got your name, and I looked everything up, but I got a lot of the bus drivers' names. I had to figure out who was going to be on this route this year. So I found out it was going to be you, Keith, right?
Yeah, that's my name, but I don't think you're supposed to have my number, man. You know, something like this, you're supposed to call the school or the school district or the bus system, somebody else. You're not supposed to have my number.
The thing is, it ain't no sense of me talking to the school system or the bus system or whatever. I want to talk to you because you're the one doing the driving as far as the bus is concerned. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. I understand you, but that's not part of my job right there. I do the route the way the school and the bus system, they tell me what to do. I don't pick and choose where I pick up these kids. These kids get picked up wherever I get told to pick them up from.
Okay, and I understand.
So you're talking to the wrong person. I can help you get in touch with the right people. But
I'm talking to the right person that I want to talk to. Because see, you're the one that makes the decision when you put your foot on the brake. And it ain't nothing for you to put your foot on the brake right there in my driveway and let the boy jump on the bus. And opposed to me coming out every morning, going down there, sitting and waiting 30 minutes until the bus comes. All right? So what I'm saying is I want my child picked up in the driveway, 1402. You see what I'm saying? Now, you going all the way down into the other end, I'm not finna get up and do that every morning this year. That's why I'm calling now to get this straight. I'm not getting up every morning, going down there Monday through Friday, sitting up for 30 minutes. Then I got to come back and get myself ready for work. And I, you know, when I could have slept a whole nother hour. This not finna happen this year. So what I'm saying is he going to be out there in the driveway tomorrow morning, and I want you to pick him up. Now, let me say this to you, Keith. Now, if you pass by my son and don't pick him up Monday, you can rest sure come Tuesday morning, I'm going to be standing out there, and I'm putting my foot in your for passing him up because I done already told you to make sure you pick him up.
Oh, hell. Hold on. Wait a minute now. I don't think you understand who you're talking to, man. I don't give a what your problem is. What, you got a disability or something? You can't walk the kid out there and do something?
That ain't my job.
That's a personal problem, man. Greg, Gregory, whatever your name is, man, you need to go on with that. Now, I don't know who you think you're talking to, man. I don't play that.
Well, listen, all right? I'm not finna go back and forth with you. All I'm saying is this right here. Don't pass my son up tomorrow, 1402. Make sure you pick him up. Now, if you pass him up and don't pick him up and going on down there to the original bus stop, then I promise you come Tuesday morning, I'm going to get on that bus and kick your for not picking my son up when I told you to. I know I'm going to call you ahead of time to tell you what to do.
Oh, now, see, you going to make me drive the bus right in your mouth now. I'll run straight on through your living room, pick him up that way if that's how you want it. But you ain't going to call me, tell me what I'm going to do, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you this. Your son need to be at that stop or your son going to get left. Then you got to wake your up and drop him off on your own.
Hey, you ain't finna leave my son no damn way.
It won't be no bus coming your son way. How about that, player?
Hey, man, you gonna pick my son up where I tell you to pick him up. You gonna pick him up in that driveway, 1402. Now, he gonna be out there in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Now, if my son come back up in this house and tell me that the bus driver done left him, I promise you, come Tuesday morning, I'm putting foot dead in your in front of them kids on that bus.
We got us a little hard here. Who you think you is, man? What, you Soldier Boy or something? Man, I don't think you know who you talking to, man. This is real out here, man. I don't think you understand who you with. What's your address again, Greg? Gregory?
1402.
Oh, okay.
Field. The boy going to be in the driveway tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. Oh, yeah. You best believe
okay.
that.
Okay. So we got an understanding. You will be picking him up tomorrow. Is that understood?
Oh, it's understood. It's going to be some other stuff getting picked up there, too. But I ain't going to be the one picking it up. It's going to be them ambulance service or whoever comes. They're going to be picking your up off the driveway.
Who you think you're talking to, man? All I said was pick the boy up and go on about your business, man, and get him to school.
Ain't going to be nothing what you talking about, man. I don't work for you. That's it. I don't know who you are. I don't know who your son is. And I ain't got time to be with y'all today.
I told you who I was. I told you I'm Greg. That's who I am. Let me tell you one more thing about me.
Oh, man, you ain't got nothing else to talk about. You ain't talked enough. You ain't called my damn personal cell phone. I don't know what else to tell you about, man. It's Sunday, man.
Let me say something else to you about me. You listening?
What you got to say, man?
This right here, the person you talking to, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your coworker Carol got me to prank phone call you.
What the f***? Man, this ain't no real. Man, y'all.
Hey, T, calm down, man. This Nephew Tommy, man, from Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, your coworker, you got a girl drive the buses with you named Carol?
Yeah, I know Carol. Man, no shit.
We got
man.
You.
Oh, man, y'all. Ooh, Lord. I'm going to get Carol tomorrow. I might drive that bus right up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, bro. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.